Ken Laban is with us. There's a lot to talk about as well. Obviously, a racial slur has been used, which you'll be familiar with, out of Las Vegas. But then we've also had a full round now that those two games are added in for the start of the NRL season. Tuakana Ken, thanks for joining us again. Te rā koe.
Kia ora, Dale. Nice to be with you again, brother.
Thanks very much. What do you think's going to happen tonight here for the young fella who's found himself in bother? He's suggesting that he didn't really realise the racial connotations of the remark. I don't know if that's to be believed, but you know, sometimes in the heat of battle, things can slip out and you might not have sort of preempted them. But even so, we've got to stamp it out. What are you anticipating that the young fellow might, Spencer Lenny, that he might receive in judiciary tonight, Ken?
Well, I think he's admitted his mistake. And he's as much said what you've just said, Dale, with regard to calling Ezra Mann a monkey, and of course to the old school, and you know, whether we like it or not, we're not in those old school days anymore, where it just used to be suck it up and get on with it, and now with the scrutiny, with the cameras, you know, with on-field microphone for effects and all that kind of stuff, and the immediate reaction to the wider community in terms of standards. These are very different times that we have to exist in now for the players. And Spencer Lenu, if he wants to continue his NRL career, he had no choice but to, in effect, withdraw and apologise, appear before the judiciary where he'll be fined tonight. And hopefully the lesson to be learned by him will certainly, at his expense, will be yet another opportunity for the game, you know, to send the message out publicly about being very mindful of, you know, what we say and all that kind of stuff. So I can see that, you know, the old school are saying that that it was nothing, but I even saw Gordon Tallis, and as you know, he was the one to never hold back on any front. But, you know, he's come out publicly and saying that if, you know, in this modern day, you know, if you hurt someone's feelings and it gets out publicly, it's not the right thing to say. So, you know, initially I thought, you know, Ezra Mann was making a big thing out of nothing. But in the context of what's happened, in the context of the modern society that we live in, he will be forced to account when he appears before the judiciary tonight. So hopefully he's not suspended for any game time. And I would have think that the horrendous publicity that's come out against him in large part will be a lesson well learned for him.
And for others as well. Don't go there. Ken, before we talk about the rest of the NRL, what did you get up to this weekend? Because you're always busy around Super Rugby time. Where were you?
I was at Sky Stadium in Wellington for what was a very, very tumultuous, unified and divisive week, depending on your perspective, for the Hurricanes' power and their haka, and criticising the government. But the Wahine Tour, they stood their ground on the weekend. It's their haka, and we'll say what we want to say. We live in a society where freedom of speech is a human right, and they did that, and they stood their ground, and they performed their haka to a wild reception, I have to say, from the crowd that that turned up, and then they finished it off with a magnificent win against the defending champions, Matatu. So, you know, depending, as I said, depending on your perspective, you know, what the Hurricanes power have done in expressing their own right to express their opinion was celebrated, I think, and that's where the victory was on the weekend, on the field and off the field, to the Hurricanes power. So I congratulate them, and I understand also that the haka was performed with the full support of the board and the senior administration of the Hurricane. So it attracted some publicity and attracted some debate, and that's what we like to have in a civil society.
Tēnā koe. I'm not quite sure that that Winston sort of got it as well, because they did modify the haka, obviously, from the one that they performed the week before. A lot of kupu Māori are open for interpretation, and some can read into them what wasn't anticipated. But like you, I acknowledge our wahine and their, you know, because they must have been under the pump, eh, through the week just gone, Ken, to modify the haka and then perform it with such pride and commitment. Hats off to them.
Yeah, exactly. I well remember Parakura, Horomia, moaning to me years ago about the haka at Te Matatini, which were, you know, he had to sit there through one haka after another, criticising his Labor government. And he used to tell me how angry he was because of the amount of money that the government put into Te Matatini. He had to sit there in sufferance of all his own people, many of them as whanaunga. But you know, that's the world we live in, and it's something that we should cherish, and you know, something that's a very special part of democracy and a civil society, and it's that freedom to express your opinion in any way you want to.
Tēnā koe, Ken. Well, I was at the Power of Rarotonga, Mount Smart, on Friday night, and it was just fantastic. I mean, what a start to the season. And yes, people went away with the old head hung low and slow shuffle back to their cars. But to be honest, mate, I thought right up until the last minute we would just get across the line and just get the win. We started off big. But then we were a bit clunky and have to look inwardly rather than outwardly, I think, which is what the coach is suggesting. You've seen a lot of footy. What did you make of the Warriors' first head out? Are you nervous as a result?
Well, in the various picking kind of competitions that I'm in, I picked one winner on the weekend from the NRL, and I'm supposed to be somebody who's informed or whatever that means. And it was just a absolute round of upsets, with the exception of a couple of games. We all know that the Warriors are going to be a contender for the top four in 2024, regardless of what happens in these early rounds as well. And you know, the Penrith Panthers, they lost as well. The Bulldogs, with some unbelievable off-season acquisitions, they lost on the weekend. The Dolphins was probably two of the biggest buys in the off-season, of Flegler and Farnsworth from the Broncos. They lost badly to the Cowboys yesterday. So I think, you know, with the NRL, everybody is nervous every week with regard to the competition, because, you know, as we've said many times, and that's the reason why they're you know, everybody is compelled to watch it. We saw another example of that on the weekend. I started off watching the Moana Pacifica game in Hamilton. They essentially played to an empty stadium, switched over to Mount Smart, 24,000 crowd absolutely on the edge of their seats, and what was a thrilling game and a thrilling contest. So, of course, they'll be disappointed they didn't get the early points. But as they say, the Melbourne Cup's not running much.
Amazing. Joseph Parker, local kid from Papatoetoe, WBO champion of the world. Knocked over twice, but still showed the resilience to get back up and stay in the grind, and eventually came out with the win over Zhang. I mean, it was a very impressive performance from Joseph. And I know over the years we've had high expectations, then some disappointments, and many thought, oh, no, he's not up to it. But he's proving that, you know, with his good corner, good camps, that he's as good as any. Although I haven't seen the Joshua ending, but what did you make of Joseph's first out, Ken?
Very impressive. And, of course, you know, it's not how you win, it's how you respond to a loss that determines how successful you're going to be. That's been a long time adage in sport, and it's certainly as relevant and a tough, uncompromising sport of boxing. That was a big win for him, and he was a big winner on the weekend, as was Anthony Joseph. I have seen the ending many times, and it was just the sheer brutality of, and he knocked him down just a few seconds before they highlighted the shot that put him away. You know, it was an enormous weekend for the sport, and great for Parker and Joseph. There's something about those two boys being involved at the elite level of the game in the heavyweight division, and obviously Tyson Fury and Uric and a couple of others coming through. That's going to be a very interesting next few years in the heavyweight division. And I think those three boxers in particular have done a tremendous amount to bring the fight game back into, because I thought, you know, there was a few years there where they kind of lost their position almost to the UFC MMA type thing. But the emergence of obviously of Parker and Joseph now as serious contenders at the top end of the sport has given it some real vitality and real interest.
As always, appreciate your thoughts. Thanks so much for sharing some time with us, Ken. Have a good week, and we'll talk again next.
Kia ora.
Kia ora, Tuakana.